Healthy Living with Yoga Anita, giving you tips and answering your questions for a healthier you. Saturdays from 10 until noon on Z95.1 WLPZ and streaming online at WLPZ.org.
And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. In the studio with me, I have Olivia and Jim DiNardo. Hello and good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
Good morning. So who wants to go first? Olivia, why don't we start with you? Could you tell us a little bit about your background?
So before starting the sanctuary, was a full-time nurse anesthetist. So I did anesthesia for adults having surgery. And before that was a cardiac ICU nurse.
Okay. And how about you, Jim? You're still working.
I'm still working. I'm a pediatric cardiac anesthesiologist and ICU doctor at Boston Children's.
Oh, my gosh. Tell us more, because you told me more. You also do other things, right?
I work clinically 3 or 4 days a week, but the other days I am a journal editor and I'm involved in outcomes research and mentoring of younger colleagues in our division.
Okay, all right. And you decided to start this a goat sanctuary, and it's your mission to help these abused, neglected, orphaned, and special needs animals. And so when we come back, I want to hear what made you do that and how you got started. You are listening to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita right here on WLPZ 95.1 FM. If you have friends out of town, ask them to stream us at WLPZ.org. And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. In the studio with me, I have Olivia and Jim DiNardo, who operate the SOA Goat Sanctuary. I knew I was going to do that. mix that up. Okay, so Olivia, let's talk with you first. How did you get the idea to do this?
So I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis in 2017, which is an autoimmune disease, and was really sick for a while, and just started following different goat accounts on Instagram and started following a goat sanctuary account and just really fell in love with the goats. So we decided to rescue 2 goats just to have as family pets, never intending to start a sanctuary. And they were a huge part of my healing journey. And okay. So a year later, we rescued 2 more, and then it just kind of organically grew from there.
Okay. Isn't it true that goats need to be in pairs?
They do. An only goat is a lonely goat. So they are herd animals and really need to have other goats.
Okay. And then it kind of blossomed from there?
Yeah.
All right. So what gave you the idea to start a nonprofit then?
So we had been rescuing goats for a while and just decided to make it more official and to create an organization and a community around the work that we were doing. Mm-hmm. So we've been a nonprofit for about 4 years now.
Okay. And you said that you have some volunteers that also help you.
We do. We have about 50 volunteers that come morning and afternoon, 7 days a week.
Because taking care of all those animals is a chore.
It is. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of cleaning.
So you do a lot of posting on social media, and I did see a reel about one of your little goat friends who needed a diaper and did not have it on.
Yes. We have 2 special needs goats that live in the house with us because of their disabilities. They need to be monitored closely. So we keep them in diapers just to try to keep the house a little cleaner. And yes, one of them has figured out how to take off her diaper suspenders.
Okay. So how do you know about, you also take care of abused farm animals? How do you know about that? Do authorities get in contact with you? I'm not sure. How does that work?
A lot of them do come from cases where the state is removing the animals for neglect or abuse. And then we also hear about them through the network of sanctuaries that we're connected with across the Northeast.
Okay. So there is a network of people.
Correct.
Okay. So if you were filled up, then somebody else, another network person could take one in.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. That's all. All right. Okay. And so, Jim, you are a very, very busy man, but you also help out, don't you?
Yeah. So on the days that I'm not working clinically, I can work from home. So I work, you know, we have basically two times of the day when we do chores, and we have to get all the animals up and out in the morning and fed, and Olivia has their medication routines for a bunch of the animals that some of them have arthritic conditions, some of them have chronic pain type issues, so they need their medications. And then we have a routine of cleaning certain areas of the barn on a rotating, or multiple barns. We have probably, how many now, like four different barns that need to get cleaned on a rotating basis, and we have a schedule for that.
I see. All right. Okay. And this week you did have something happen. Is that right, Olivia?
We had a pretty rough week at SOA. We unfortunately had to let one of our residents go for a lung condition. And then another of our goats also had to be admitted to the hospital for an emergency. So it was a bit of a rough week for us.
Okay. And do you have an on-site vet, or do you have to actually transport them somewhere?
We do have an on-site vet, but for anything more serious, we take them to Tufts Hospital in North Grafton.
Right, which is the premier place to take animals. All right. So when we come back, we're going to learn more about how you can help out, either physically or with donations, and what that will, how that helps the SOA Goat Animal Sanctuary. You are listening to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita right here on WLPZ 95.1 FM. If you have friends from out of town, please ask them to stream us at WLPZ.org. And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. We're in the studio with me. I have Olivia and Jim DiNardo from the SOA Goat Sanctuary. And so I wanted to play that song about wake up everybody, because we need to help each other. And we also need to help this organization, because their mission is to prolong the lifelong holistic care to abused, neglected, orphaned, and special needs farm animals. And so Olivia was just telling me off air that they're going to be having a fundraiser, because Olivia, what are you doing?
So we are planning to build a barn for our special needs animals. We have a number of goats who are in wheelchairs and have prosthetics, so we're planning to build a barn and rehab facility so that we can rescue more goats like them and provide better care for the ones already in our care.
Now there's an industry for you, goat prosthetics. So what kind of prosthetics? Are you talking about limbs?
Yeah, so we have a goat who lost both of his back hooves to frostbite as a newborn.
Uh-huh.
And then the farmer left him to walk around on the raw stumps for 6 months. So
he's had
a lot of chronic pain that we've been trying to manage before we get him fitted for prosthetics.
Oh my gosh. So you're having a fundraiser for that. When is that going to be taking place?
So it's going to be an ongoing fundraiser.
Okay.
And people can read about it on our website under our special needs page. And they can also follow along on social media. We're on Instagram and Facebook.
Okay. All right. And so that would be the SOAGoatSanctuary.com that you can read more about that. And you said you're also on social media. And how else can people help you out?
So people can sign up to become a monthly donor for as little as $1 a month. We do that through Patreon or PayPal. People can also come visit the sanctuary and take a tour. All of the proceeds from that go to the animals.
Okay. All right. And you always accept volunteers, I hope?
Yes. We're always looking for good volunteers. So people can find that information on our website as well.
Okay. Such a very worthwhile cause. I want to thank you and Jim for coming out today and telling us all about what you do there at the SOA Goat Sanctuary. I have to get those words out. They are located in Harvard, right up the street from us, Harvard, Massachusetts. So please support this cause. Thank you, Olivia, and thank you, Jim.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
You are welcome. You are listening to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita right here on WLPC 95.1 FM. If you have friends from out of town, ask them to stream us at WLPC.org. So it's that time when I need to say goodbye for another week. I want to thank my very special guests, Olivia and Jim DiNardo from the Soa Goat Sanctuary, whose mission is to take care of those abused, neglected, orphaned, and special needs animals. Please check them out at soagoatsanctuary.com if you would like to donate. Tune in next week when my guest will be Karen Kirsted, who is the owner of Sanctuary of Healing for All. Until then, I hope you have a beautiful week, love and peace. This is Yoga Anita on WLPC 95.1 FM, streaming live on WLPC.org.
Healthy Living with Yoga Anita, giving you tips and answering your questions for a healthier you. Saturdays from 10 until noon on Z95.1. WLPC and streaming online at WLPC.org.